Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 15th of August, and this week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are focusing on encountering Jesus in the storms of life. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our reading for this week is Matthew chapter 14 and verses 22 to 36, which today we're reading from The Voice. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowd. Then, after the crowd had gone, Jesus went up to a mountaintop alone, as he had intended from the start. As evening descended, he stood alone on the mountain, praying. The boat was in the water, some distance from land, buffeted and pushed around by waves and wind. Deep in the night, when he had concluded his prayers, Jesus walked out on the water to his disciples in their boat. The disciples saw a figure moving toward them and were terrified. "It's a ghost." "A ghost," another disciple said. "What will we do?" Jesus said to them, "Be still. It is I. You have nothing to fear." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is really you, then command me to meet you on the water." "Indeed," Jesus replied, "come." Peter stepped out of the boat onto the water and began walking towards Jesus. But when he remembered how strong the wind was, his courage caught in his throat and he began to sink. "Master, save me." Immediately Jesus reached for Peter and caught him. "O you of little faith," said Jesus, "why did you doubt and dance back and forth between following me and heeding fear?" Then Jesus and Peter climbed in the boat together, and the wind became still. And the disciples worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Altogether, Jesus and the disciples crossed to the other side of the sea. They landed at Gennesaret, an area famous for its princely gardens. The people of Gennesaret recognized Jesus, and they spread word of his arrival all over the countryside. People brought the sick and wounded to him and begged him for permission to touch the fringes of his robe. Everyone who touched him was healed. Amen. Have you ever thought you've seen a ghost? People at Maidenhead Salvation Army, where I am, have told me that our building is haunted by a ghost called Mabel. I admit I've thought I've heard her on more than one occasion, but then my brain quickly kicks in and I can usually establish the noises coming from something quite ordinary. At the moment, there's probably enough going on in your life that you don't need to be frightened by ghosts. But what stops us from running away from the storms of life we find ourselves in? Only Jesus. The disciples were fighting exhaustion. They're trying to keep a low profile following Herod's murder of John the Baptist. They're recovering from the responsibility of trying to feed 5,000 men and their women and children in the remote area on the shore of Galilee to where Jesus had led them. And they'd been fighting the wind and waves for several hours. Jesus comes to them, but he comes to them walking on the water. It's unexpected, impossible even. No wonder they thought they'd seen a ghost. They were terrified. But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. I am here." And then Jesus stills the storm. Do you need to hear those words today? Don't be afraid. Jesus is here. Jesus stills your storm. He brings unexpected help and encouragement just at the time that you are most desperate. In his presence, all fear is gone. Take courage in him today. As you think through these comforting thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you go deeper. How would you have reacted to seeing someone walk on the water in the middle of a storm? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional, as we recognise that if we're going to walk on water, then we have to get out of the boat.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.